I was asked to speak a little bit on the parsha also, because Leilam's not going to be here tomorrow. But we don't really have time to, we have to go weiter in Rus. So there's one nekuda that will tie in to really where we're holding now in Rus. We're up to the parsha of Geirus that we began to discuss yesterday, the various opinions. So yesterday we focused on the Yalkut Shemayni that says that Machlan and Chilion were not Magaya, Rus, and Orpa, and it was really a Goyish union. We went into Barichas, how, what led them to do it, how it evolved. Many Rishonim, including the Zohar, are of the view that Machlan and Chilion didn't and wouldn't have married them without Geirus. They made Geirus. Problem is, if Machlan and Chilion made Rus and Orpah into Geirim, it answers a lot of questions, obviously. First of all, it answers the whole end of the Megillah. The whole end of Megillah's Rus, the happy ending which we discussed in the Hagdomah to Megillah's Rus, that Megillah's Rus has a happy ending, that's the difference, Chazal say, between Megillah's Rus and Sefer Iyyub. The Megillah's Rus has, it's not Pohonis, but Sefer. Right? The ending is a good ending. That's how Megillah's Rus ends. The whole ending is based on Yibum. Right? Like Yibum. Eishes Hameis, Lohokim Shem. That's the whole end of the Megillah. Yulad Ben Lenomi. Now, if you learned there was no Geirus, so Machlan and Chilion were not married to Rus and Orpah on any level halachically. Not only that, it's true. Anyway, it wasn't a regular traditional Yibum, because it wasn't a brother. Right? It wasn't a brother. There's no Yibum by an uncle. It wasn't a brother. But, at least conceptually there was a Yibum. But if you learn that this was a Goyish union, so there was no marriage at all, Machlan and Chilion were not married to Rus and Orpah at all. L'chayra, to be Zoyin Ameith, to make a Zecher for that, that would be like you go into Beis HaKvaras, and Nebuch, you have a Jew that married a Shiksa, and he dies, and you put on the Matzeve. He was married to Christina. And then when Christina dies, you put a big matzeva on both of the keva. Kvonim. B'chayeyim. Hanehovim b'chayeyim uv'moisim lo'in nifrodim. With a shiksa. Chas v'shal. So, it wouldn't even make sense. It wouldn't even make sense, the concept. See, that's shlav beis. The way the Zohar learns and the Rishonim that learned that there was a geirus, so at least we understand. There was a union, there was a marriage, there was some mela. Okay, so now there's an union to make a zecher. Okay. So now, our problem is, what's going on with Naomi? So basically, Naomi is walking home, back to Eretz Yisrael, accompanied by her two daughter-in-laws, halachic daughters-in-law, who are also Giyaris, right? Who are converts. And she turns to them and says, go home. Go back to your gods. Amediach, Chas v'shal. Mesis Amediach. Convincing somebody to go back to Abed Zohar. She's a Giyaris. One of the Pshatim, Koshim Geirim L'Yisrael Kisapachas, the Gemara in Kiddushin. One of the pshatim is a big machlek is Rishenim. Why is it Kashim Yom? One of the reasons is Shema Yachzal Asuram. They'll go back to their ways, and then it's on our shoulders, because we're Arevim. We're responsible for every Jew, including converts. So, How could Naomi have told him to go back? So Rabbi said a pshat that to learn will be, I think, the most logical way. Not only that, if you look in Meseches Yevamim, much of Hilchas Yibum is learned, of Hilchas Geiris, is learned out of this Shakal V'Tavya. What you tell a ger, mitzvahs kalas and mitzvahs chamuras, or what mitzvahs. This is one of the biblical conversions that becomes a symbolic for conversion. So, sounds like there was a conversion later, not before. So what's going on? So, the hesbar that I would give here is like this. Really, there are different levels of geirus. Okay. There's geirus, there's a geir tzedek. A geir that's magayer b'leiv sholem. Because he wants to go, like the Rambam says, lachseis tachas kanfei hashchina. He has the purest motive why he wants to become a geir. Then you have a geir, it's not shalei lishma. You have a geir shalei lishma. A couple of years ago, I dealt with a convert who told me, this is what years after he was already converted. He told me, I want you to know, Rabbi, I didn't convert because of the religion. I converted because of the family life. I saw how Jewish people live. Families, children, grandparents. I saw how they live. I want that for my family. B'chlal wasn't religiously motivated. Yeah. So somebody asked me, because this person then, you know, he was a regular gal. He's even yeshivish. Right? Yeshivish. Whatever you'd call yeshivish. He looks yeshivish. But when you talk to him even now, you get the same sense. You know, I like the Goyish lifestyle better. I like McDonald's. And I'd rather wake up every day 10 o'clock in the morning and not have to worry about Zman Krishma, Zman Tefillah, and Kashrus. I don't really dig this lifestyle. But family values of the Jewish religious community, that I want. And that's why I did it. Obviously, he didn't tell that to the person that was Magayim. They would have been much more hesitant. But they were Magayim. So somebody asked me, is the guy a ger? Halachically. I said, absolutely. The ger shalei lishma. The ger shalei lishma. If the guy pulled a quick one, came to Bezin, made a joke, he wanted to get the paperwork, he wasn't planning to be a Jew, he wasn't planning to commit to Yiddishkeit, then you could say, there's no Kabbalah mitzvah, there's no Kabbalah yadus, the whole thing was a farce, the scam, right? But if a guy has a not worthy reason why he wants to become Jewish, but Lamaisi understands that becoming a Jew means accepting upon yourself the yoke of 613 mitzvahs and all the mitzvahs drabonon, happens to be he has an ulterior motive why he wants. He's still a ger. Again, Chazal tell us, don't be makabel a ger, shalei lishma. Don't be makabel ger and be mois mashiach, because they're not really sincere. Don't be makabel ger and be mei shloimai, because they're shulchan malachim. We don't want to accept such gerim, but it's a gerim. It's a real gerim. It's a real gerim. Provided that they're accepting upon themselves oil yad. For the wrong reason, for the right reason, that's a different issue. It's a different issue. So maybe it's like this. You're not allowed to be makabel a ger l'shem ishus. If a ger comes, he says, the reason why I'm converting is because I want to marry this Jewish woman. Well, the woman comes and says, I met this Jewish fellow in college. Unfortunately, there's a lot of such conservative conversions. Family wants that I should convert. I'm ready to convert, to go through the machine, convert. Yeah, converting. So, you're not allowed to makabel such a ger. Even if the ger says, I will sincerely keep the mitzvah. I'll wear tefillin every day. I'll eat kosher. Tachs mishpoche. Shabbos. Okay. But I'm not doing it. I'm doing it l'shem Yishmael. I'm converting because I want to marry this woman. You're not supposed to makabel zochik. But what would be if we find out later that that's the kind of geiris it was? So it really depends on this question. If the person was converting in order to get married and they had no intention of living like a Jew, living what the Torah calls a Jew, doesn't mean a Hanukkah party, then not a geiris. They're still Gentiles. They never converted. Because conversion means you're converting in order to become a Jew, which means Makabel 613 mitzvahs. That's what it's all about. If they converted knowing that now they're being, they went through an Orthodox conversion, they went through an Orthodox conversion, they're being Makabel all the mitzvahs. Why? Because they love this person. They want to, therefore, they want to live like their religion because they love this person. The geiris is a geiris. The geiris is a geiris. Wasn't for the right reason. Geiris is a geiris. How? So, Rus and Opa. What was the conversion? We know clearly the conversion was, according to those who say they were converted, it was to marry Machlan and Chalil. That's why they were converted. It's not like they came to Bezin to convert Stam to become Jewish. They converted in order to marry Machlan and Chalil. But now, L'chayra, it depends. If they made a real commitment and they understood that their commitment is real, for instance, you ask the convert, honestly, if for whatever reason you divorce your wife, the marriage doesn't work out, do you plan to still be a Jew? If the answer is yes, it means it's a real commitment. It means I'm not converting only on the condition that I'm married to a Jew. I'm converting. That's it. It's a conversion. I understand that it's a commitment, and that's it. Nomi now had to be mevarer. Before integrating these two women in Klal Yisrael, was there a conversion? So she told him, Meidelach, my dear Suffolk daughters-in-law, right? There's nothing anymore for you here. I don't have any more children for you. And if I would have children, do you think they would marry you? There's nothing here. Go back home. What do you need this for? So if the response is, what do you mean? It was a real conversion. If, however, the conversion was really without the intention to make a real commitment, then goodbye, Charlie. So Nomi was being mevarer of the geiros. It was a biru hageiros. Is this a real conversion? Do you understand you have a commitment to the Rabban Shmuel? Or did you understand you're committing to your husband? That was the test. My boy said, according to this, it's so clear to understand what's Pshat and Rus. Because L'chaira, Rus did a foolish thing. Why attack it, did she go? Nomi gave her every reason to go back home. Why attack it, did she come with? Because Rus had nothing left in Moav. She was a true convert. She had no, there was no light for her there. She was a Jewish woman. In her mind, she was planning to continue to live like a Isha Meshumeres. There was nothing left for her in Stay Moav. Why should she? There's no life there. Nomi is telling her there's no life in Eretz Yisrael for she, lady, that's the only life I have. I have no life in Moav because I'm not a Moavis anymore. I'm a Yisraelis. That was really the question. Nomi's question to these two women are you Moavis or Yisraelis? And Rus's answer was, Rus Dov Kupon. This is my life. I made a real commitment. This wasn't Stam. This was an emissary commitment. Yeah, in a Chaname, then she did more chesed to Nomi as well. But the fact that Rus decided not to stay in Moav is a logical thing. Because it was a real, it was an emissa commitment. It was an emissa commitment. So that really would tie you up this whole parsha if you hold that there was a gerus. Once it was huvra adover that it was a real commitment, now l'mafreya the gerus was a gerus. Shouldn't he need a new gerus? L'mafreya the gerus that they had showed, she proved that that gerus was a real gerus. Just a small day on the parsha. Along the lines here, we were talking about who your commitment is to, which is really what a ger has to understand. That his, what his motive is one thing, but his commitment is to the Rabbanu Shem. His commitment is only to the Rabbanu Shem. In this week's parsha, it starts with the mitzvah, the extra mitzvahs that the Kohanim have to do. And then it says, Kedoshim Yiyu Leilokeim. They have to be Kedoshim. They have to be holy where they can. Right? And then it says, and they should make a chilah Hashem. Mepharshim ask, how do those two statements go together? If I'm telling you to be a Kodesh V'tor, obviously don't make a chilah Hashem. Chilah Hashem is something we say on a Perchei bus. Right? When they go on a Perchei trip. Children, no chil Hashem, single file, nobody yell, chil Hashem. That's you tell Kindlach. Right? You don't tell B'chaim Knievsky no chil Hashem. B'chaim, you talk about Kedoshim Yiyu Leilokeim. Talk about the Kedusha, the Torah Kedusha. Now, how do these two statements go together? Kedoshim Yiyu Leilokeim, v'lo yichalu Hashem kodshim. And don't make a chil Hashem. How do these two things work? But the answer is that if you realize this nekuda that I'm telling you, that the whole Torah and mitzvahs, it's all our commitment to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's our commitment to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not hanhogas pa'alma. It's not a bunch of nice things to do. It's all our commitment to Rabbeinu Shlomo. The reason why, if a Jew does an aveira, it's chil Hashem, it's because he's defying his creator. Because his creator told him what he has to do. If a goy keeps sheva mitzvahs b'nei noach, right? And the goy eats the veils and trefes, and the goy lives a life, a shikir, he lives in the movie theaters, and between the movie theaters and Atlantic City, that's his life. But he's Godem in a Elve. He doesn't do Arayas. He doesn't do Avodah Zarah. He keeps the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach. He still can have a pretty free lifestyle. Zok the Rambam, Hareyu Michsidei Uma Zoylo. He's from the Chsidei Uma Zoylo. V'yesh L'chelik L'Elu Mabo. Right? I had this with a goy. I was giving shir in a Baal Tshuva yeshiva. One Bein Azmanim, I was giving shir in a Baal Tshuva yeshiva. And one of the kids in the shir, he's a terrific kid. He just looked like a goy. Now, of course, you can't pass when a guy's a goy because he looks like a goy. He just looked like a goy. And it was nagging at me. He was sitting right in front of me. He looked like a goy. There was something about him. But I have to say, he has good kashas. He had a Yiddish cup. He had a goy, he should look a Yiddish cup. After a couple of weeks, I was finished with my program, so I was saying goodbye to everybody. So I said goodbye to him. We were talking. So I said, so where you come from and this and that. He says, well, I'm adopted. Turned out, he was a Baal Tshuva. But he was a Baal Tshuva, he really was an Irish guy. He was adopted by a secular Jewish couple. They adopted an Irish fellow. An Irish baby, young. He grew, they brought him up, Jewish. He was as Jewish as the guy I sell chametz to. He wasn't Jewish at all. They probably didn't even do a fake conversion on him. Not that it would have made a difference. Fake conversion is no different than no conversion. They probably didn't even do that. Secular, totally secular Jew. I told them, you're a Gentile. In my mind, I was thinking, well, I was right. Every day when I was looking at him going, looks like a goy. He was a goy. Taka was a goy. So he said, Rabbi, so what do I do now? I said, you have a choice. You're a Gentile. No reason, even though he was 70% from already at that point, or more. Keeping Shabbos, I mean, he was quite from. That's up to you. So I went through the whole thing. I showed him this Rambam. I said, you can keep the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Noach, and you'll be from the Chassidei Omos. You'll be from the Chassidei Omos Ohelo. You'll have a Chelek and Elam Abo. I said, or you have to accept Tariyat Mitzvahs and all the Diktuke Seifrim and all and everything. And if you don't keep these Mitzvahs, then you're not Chassidei Omos Ohelo. I said, if you keep like 300 of them and discard the other 300, you're going to end up in Gehenna. Okay? You're going to have to put in your time in Gehenna if you only keep here for them. If you keep seven mitzvahs b'nei noyach, you're chassidei yom sayo. You have a chelek in olam haba. If you want to become a Jew, there's shas of mitzvahs that you have to keep. And if you don't, then I want to think about it. He called me back 2 weeks later. He decided to stay what he was, stay a Gentile. That was that. I don't think he ever pursued, as far as I know, he never pursued Judaism. The truth is, he made a secheldike decision. Because our commitment is to Rabban Shalom. We have to live. He was living up to his commitment to Rabban Shalom. So, a Kohen has a commitment. He's a Kohen. His commitment to Rabban Shalom is Kedoy Shemiyim. The Kohen may think, oh, okay, so I got these extra stuff. Okay, very nice. No! Now this is your commitment. And now if you don't live up to your commitment, don't make a mistake to think there's no extras. There's no extras. There's your commitment to the Rabban Shalom, what the Rabban Shalom wants from you. And if you don't live up to that responsibility that Hashem put on you, it's not that, oh, I'm not keeping that. I'm not keeping the extras. No, no extras. A Kohen doesn't have extras. He has exactly what we have. Commitment to what Hashem wants of him. And if we don't do Hashem, what Hashem's commitment, what our commitment to Hashem is, the other option is v'lo yichalu Hashem. That's the line. It's very clear. It's black and white. And that's the reason. If this would be explained, in my opinion, to any secular convert, they would not get converted. I had once Mrs. Deutsch needed a car. This was years ago. I found her a car. Pumped a car. I found her on one of these Craigslist. I found her a car. I went to pick up the car. Turned out the guy selling the car was a conservative rabbi. The rabbi on Montebello Road, that big white temple. He was a rabbi, and that's true. But he had a reach of frumkeit in him, too. Like So we started talking, we spoke and learning, he had a feeling for Yiddishkeit. He believed in Tariq Mitzvah. He just believed. You know, we're living in a generation, people do their best. It's okay, it's not so bad. Well, we spoke, we got into the conversation of Geiris. So I told him, I hold that even according to your Shita, none of your conversions are good. Even according to your Shita. Because you're masking to me that a Jew is chayiv in Tariq Mitzvah. Yes, he agrees. I said, you're masking to me that all of your converts maybe keep 20% of what they have to keep. He agreed. Again, I was talking to a normal person. He understood what I was saying. I said, so basically, if your conversion works, you're converting a chassidei umas ha'olam to rishei Yisrael. You're taking somebody from being a Gentile, a pious Gentile, and you're making him into a sinner, right? Because you're saying they're only keeping a very small fraction. I said, if you told that to every one of your converts, would they ever convert? If you told the convert, I just want you to know, by the way, right now, you're a good Gentile. You have a chiluk and a ilma bo. I want you to know, after my conversion, you're Jewish. You're only going to be keeping a fraction of what you have to keep. And therefore, you're evil. You're a rosh. Would they convert? Would they convert knowing that they're better off without the conversion? So it made him to think. He called me back a couple of weeks later. He said, Rabbi, I thought about it. I'm not comfortable with my conversion. I said, I want you to know, I'm not uncomfortable with your conversion because they do nothing. So you're really not hurting anybody. They're still Gentiles. I mean, obviously, I'm uncomfortable. Anybody should look at them like Jews. But as far as Benel Machaveh, right, he's not. I was just telling him, L'shitoscho. L'shitoscho. And which Gentile would agree? Which Gentile would agree to become a rabbi, to go from Chassidei Umas Ha'olam to become Rishei Yisrael? That's the point. And therefore, the Torah is telling us, a Kohen is not a Yisrael plus. A Kohen has a Kohen commitment to the Rabbi Hashem. If he doesn't live up to his kohuna, he's V'lo Yichalelu Hashem Aleihem. That's the point. He said, oh, well, you know what? I'm keeping what the Jews keep. No. You're not living up to your tafkid of being committed to Rabbi Hashem.